Good morning, everyone. My name is Germán Sandoya, and I'm here to present one of the works that I've been doing in order to have a better control of this disease called Verticillium Wilt in lettuce. And this work has been conducted by the University of California and the USDA in Salinas, California. And it's about to try to identify iceberg germ plants that could possibly show less foliar symptoms past market maturity. First, let me give you a brief information about the disease. Verticillium Wilt is a disease caused by the fungus Verticillium Dahlia, which is a soil-borne pathogen. And it's a really bad fungus because it produces this resting structure called microsclerotia, which are these black melanized things that you can see here. This pointer is not working here in the plate. And also, as you're able to see in this picture here in the veins, those all are lettuce plants full of microsclerotia that add to the soil. This fungus is also attacks a wide range of hosts like lettuce, strawberries, brassicas, peppers, tomatoes, artichoke, among others. And I tell you this because you might think, okay, we can do crop rotation in order to have lower levels of microsclerotia in the soil. But the reality is, in the Salinas Valley, all these crops are cultivated, and we have no options other than going to the genetic control. In the case of lettuce, I bring you this because you might understand later why we have done this work. It's among the top 10 crops in the U.S., and the states of California and Arizona produces 95% of the lettuce that you consume. And you are going to remember me for this. Because in the Salinas Valley, just in the Salinas Valley, from this total, 50% of the lettuce that goes all over the country comes from this area, which for the Monterey County is a $1.3 billion business. So here in the Monterey County, we have mostly iceberg lettuce. 47% of the area is cultivated with that type of lettuce, and romaine lettuce. There are other types of lettuce, but in less proportion. So this disease appears in 1995 in the Pajaro Valley in the neighbor county of Santa Cruz. At that point, scientists from UC and USDA did not know the existence of two races of the pathogen. Later, they confirmed there are race 1 and race 2. So this map was just made, and you can see this is the Salinas Valley close to the Monterey Bay, and all these are contaminated with Verticillium Dahlia. Good news is these all are race 1 mostly, and there are this proportion here, a small proportion that has race 2. So as they realized there were race 1 and race 2, they identified a complete resistance to race 1 in a group of the Hirlong cultivars. Later, they mapped the gene, they called Verticillium resistant 1 gene, which is read into the breeding lines, mostly iceberg breeding lines that had been released by the USDA. But our biggest concern now is the race 2 of the pathogen. So the predictions are this is going to spread out in the valley, and that's the reason why we had screened like close to 1,000 genotypes, and we haven't found resistance yet. Only partial resistance means that plants still get colonized, but better than the susceptible control. So we continue to do this. We also, what we did, this is an example of the variability of lettuce, and we haven't found resistance yet. We also intercrossed these partial resistant plant introductions in order to identify individuals with weather resistance. We're working on that. But in the meantime, we thought about what else we could do in order to minimize the effects of the disease, right? Is we can have less wilting symptoms in the foliage of the lettuce. I bring this graph back again because, as you might remember, half of the lettuce planted in the Monterey County are iceberg lettuce. What happens in the worst scenario, I'm being very pessimistic right now, and let's say that romaine lettuce, the fungus is in the valley, but growers could still say the production is the romaine lettuce and leaf lettuce, because the cutting part, what they cut is the upper part, and they will discard those lower leaves. The scenario in isolated is completely different because the most wilted lettuce, the most wilted leaves are the ones that wrap the head, right? So we have actually seen, you know, this picture is in week one, week two, and week four. The field is completely gone. So this is in our infested site, which is, you know, a high proportion of microsclerotia. So that's the reason why we planned this research, and we asked ourselves, can we find iceberg lettuce that delays wilt symptoms past market maturity? And we wanted to identify iceberg germplasm with delay onset of foliar symptoms to use as parents in breeding and genetics. And this is what we did. We chose 34 iceberg cultivars adapted to different conditions. Different conditions where the disease is not present. So that is the Southern California region, Arizona, and also lettuce from different states never tested for Vercillium dalii, as from Florida, Michigan, Hawaii, for example, like cultivar Anunu, this is our Salinas, and European cultivars like called Batavia in the glass. I don't know if I'm saying this right. We call it BRG to simplify everything. So we did two experiments with two replicates in the spring and summer of 2012 and 13. We used our controls, the resistant breeding line, at age 11, 1798, that carries the VR1 gene, and the susceptible Salinas. We evaluated this experiment at different time points, before the market maturity, at the market maturity, and past market maturity. What we evaluated were the foliar symptoms scores because we are interested in this, the head maturity, no foliar symptoms to completely wilt. The head maturity, that's the plants in rosette stage. Three is the maturity that you guys find in the grocery store when you get your head of lettuce. And five is when the plants are completely, you know, bolting and that is the head splits over. Root discoloration, we evaluated this because the fungus entered through the roots, colonized the top root, and moved to the upper part of the plant. We use ordinal scales from 0 to 5 in this case. And then we analyzed this as a repeated measure analysis of variants of the RAND transformation, because this is the method recommended for ordinal data. But we also calculated the relative marginal effects for the disease traits with this following form. And this is what we got. So we found genetic variation for the study traits, as you see in the p-value for all the traits. There was also disease traits and hematuria progress across the different times of studies, and a significant interaction found here, except for the incidence of the root discoloration, indicates that increasing disease and maturity over time was different for each cultivar. So now I would like you to look at the upper part of this slide. These are the three time points. You know, the blue is before maturity, the red maturity, and the green post-market maturity for the foliar symptoms. These are the relative marginal effects and are not the disease values. So as you can see, we found this group of cultivars here that show less foliar symptoms, and they were significantly better than the susceptible controlled Salinas. They were cultivars even worse than Salinas. So, but they were not the same as a resistant cultivar RH 111798. More importantly, cultivars like Climax and New Desert Store BRG were past market maturity. The arrow here indicates where the maturity, that head that I told you about, that you take to home from the grocery store, this here indicates the last time point. So, except for cultivar Baba. Cultivar Baba is a cultivar from the southern regions of California, in Arizona. It's planted there. And when you put a cultivar lettuce at a slope, what happens is you get a bad yield, puffiness, and the head formation is really bad. So we don't know at this point is this characteristic of this cultivar that show less foliar symptoms is because of the lack of maturity or not. So despite having less foliar symptoms, these cultivars also had root discoloration. So this is the incidence of root discoloration. Cultivars like Climax, Desert Star, and Baba have high incidence of plants colonized by the fungus, no matter besides the foliar symptoms that was less. Cultivars Anunu and BRG were significantly better than salinas, but they were not as resistant as the our resistant control. So something similar happened with the severity of the root discoloration in this case. You know, that's the reason why we got to these conclusions. Iceberg cultivars exhibit a genetic variation for foliar symptoms post-market maturity. Combining delay onset of foliar symptoms with other sources of partial resistance may further reduce disease. Despite having less foliar wilting, cultivar has severe root discoloration indicating susceptibility. So we think we have something interesting here and would like to explore more. So that's the reason why we had planned to test these cultivars in a raised two field environment, because we did this in a raised one field environment. We plan to cross the cultivars with the late foliar symptoms and current adaptive iceberg cultivars that quickly develop wilting to study the genetics of the trait. It's a possible trait. So we also plan to do crosses between raised two partial resistant accessions and cultivars with the late foliar symptoms. So now I would like to say thanks to the lettuce breeding program at the USDA Plant Pathology Department, Genome Center, Applied Science at UC Davis, Supervisors Ryan Hayes, Krishna Subbarao, and Richard Mitchell-Moore, to the funding of SCORT, especially to the California Leafy Green Research Board. The individuals are not here, but contributed to the success of this work. Thanks to you for your attention today. If you have any questions or suggestions you may have, please. Yes, there's no taste in iceberg lettuce. I don't eat lettuce since I start working with lettuce. But that's not the point. No, there's no taste in iceberg lettuce, yeah. Anyone has any other questions? Well, thank you for your attention today.